Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. You may have heard that my opponent in this election and I are going to have a debate. I'm looking forward to it. I know folks in the media are speculating already on who's going to have the best zingers. I don't know about that, you know. Who's going to put the most points on the board? Governor Romney, he's a good debater. I'm just okay. But what I'm most concerned about is having a serious discussion about what we need to do to keep the country growing and restore security for hardworking Americans. That's what people are going to be listening for. That's the debate that you deserve.
That's President Obama on the campaign trail talking to his supporters about tonight's debate. The presidential race is where we get started on this hour of today's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, this is a clip from a CNN interview. Aaron Burnett talks to political analyst Roland Martin and Rehan Salem about both sides accusing each other of lying as they head into the big debate tonight.
The Obama campaign, I guess David Plouffe is the Chris Christie of the campaign, saying their campaign is built on a tripod of lies. And the president himself has said sometimes they just make things up. So it sounds like the Democratic side is going to say, hey, liars.
Lest I check, isn't this called politics? You have lying all the time in politics. It is our responsibility to call folks out on it. On my TV One show, I have a new segment called, a segment for the whole last couple of years called The Biggest Damn Lie. And it's the biggest one each week that we hear in politics. And
that's got to be always a very tough line to draw.
No, because it's real clear because some lies are much bigger than the others. And the bottom line is you have to call folks out on it. Now, here's the problem I have when it comes to debate. I do believe, though, when you hear lies in a debate, they should be called out on the spot. I have a problem with this debate commission, how it's all structured, because when you hear a lie, it shouldn't be, No, it should be, I'm sorry, Mr. Romney, or I'm sorry, President Obama. That's not true. Because with so many people watching, people want to know I'm hearing the truth. It shouldn't be, oh, let me wait 2 hours later to actually get the truth. Call them out on the lies, whoever says it on the spot.
Oh, look, we're working
from... Sometimes that takes a tough level of preparation, although you should be able to
That's why you have a team to the side, and that's their job.
And you come back and you
live in a world.
It's not just about preparation.
But lies are often subjective. I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying that.
No.
Pick your data on tax policy
President
or
Obama,
something to be true or not
President
true.
Obama promised that he would not raise middle-class taxes, okay? Whereas in his Affordable Care Act, there are a number of tax increases that will impact households making less than $250,000 a year. Now, you can parse that. You can say, well, that's not a tax increase the way that I talked to you. That's something else, blah, blah. The thing is, you know, one thing or another. Is it a tax increase or not? It certainly is through the tax system. It is impacting some middle-class households. So did you lie? He's going to say, no, I did not lie.
And that's fine. But again, if you say something, you call them out on it. Look, here's the deal. Romney is not going to try to bring it up in the debate, nor will President Obama, because the moment you do, you now have opened the door for your opponent to actually call you out.
Oh, then you gotta look in the mirror. So, it's an ugly picture.
There you go. And so the responsibility is going to rest on the debate moderator, who is not going to do it. But again, what people out there are saying is, can I get somebody to tell me the truth? And I will say this here. You can parse words all you want to, but there are some things called undeniable truth. And so no matter how you want to dance around it, there are some things that are very clear. Some things are true, some things are false.
There's also such a thing as throwing things against the wall and then counting on the possibility that only after the election will we sort out the truth.
Right.
And that is what the Obama campaign has been extremely effective at doing,
and the Romney campaign
hasn't been as effective at doing that.
Well, first of all, the Romney campaign, they've been very good when it comes to the lies, because, look, I can show you the proof. Just go to our website. We got it all the time. But again, you have campaigns.
Again, that's another thing you're going to check up on
the
fact,
and
right?
And that's my point. You said earlier...
You want to call it...
No. You said earlier, don't fact check during the debate. I said, absolutely. If you have that many eyeballs watching... And this is
I did not say, we can go
okay,
back
okay.
and look at the transcript. I did not say don't fact check during the debate. I said that it's subjective and it's unclear and you can manipulate the process.
To some things, but there are some things that are very clear. That are very clear as either true or false. And so, for instance, if you hear Romney say with the stimulus, that was all spent on projects that didn't work.
In a moment, we have some more audio anticipation, if you will, over tonight's presidential debate. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm not big on to-do lists, Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Talk radio in review, and the focus is on the presidential race. Here are radio host Eric Bilstad and Dan O'Donnell talking to political analyst Paul Nolet about whether these presidential debates really make any difference one way or another.
Do they still matter? Are debates still relevant?
Well, here's the thing, is that obviously debates get a lot of attention, and I think that they're, without question, great political theater, but the evidence indicates pretty strongly that debates these days don't really matter all that much, at least in terms of moving the needle towards one candidate or another.
Polling indicates that far fewer voters across the country, and especially in swing states, are not as undecided as they had been in recent years. In fact, a couple of polls I've seen show just 3% of voters at this point are still undecided. With that said, does that mean that this year's debates have even less importance, or could it possibly be that they have greater importance to solidify a candidate's base?
Well, it's a great question. I think, by and large, the reason why debates haven't mattered, particularly in recent years, is precisely because of the highly polarized nature of the American electorate. And here's what I mean by that. As, you know, Republicans and Democrats, and in fact even many independents, which lean towards one party or another, as they make up their mind earlier and earlier in the election year, then when they're tuning into debates, it's really, they've already made up their mind, and they're viewing the debates as sort of a, kind of like a partisan
right.
cheer fest.
Yeah, they're cheerleaders.
Put it that way. So it can help in a sense in firing up the base, but at the end of the day, the people who are watching the debates are among the most likely to vote anyway. So, and their vote choice isn't going to change, and in all likelihood, they're going to go out and vote anyway, because these are the most engaged people.
given the partisan nature of politics, as divided as we are as a country, and let's face it, the partisan nature of the political media, will we ever actually get an accurate gauge of who wins debates? Or will the conservative columnists say, oh yeah, it was all Romney, and the liberal columnists say, no way, Obama won?
Well, this is such an amusing, for at least for me, an amusing time of the year, because you'll see both candidates, for instance, Romney and Obama, falling over each other to say how great of a debater the other person is. And so this is sort of a turnaround from most of the campaign, where there's a lot of negative attacks on each other. And in fact, in the lead up to the debates, you know, it makes it seem like the other person that you're debating against is perhaps like a Daniel Webster or some sort of other great debater from American history. And so I always found that sort of amusing, the jockeying for sort of setting the baseline for each candidate. And I think that responds to your question in that, you know, the whole thing kind of leading up to the expectations to the debates and then sort of spinning the debates after, has become such a science, I think, within political campaigns that it's going to be very hard to have an objective measure, if that's even possible, of who won a debate. Like you frame the question, as people get more polarized, it becomes even less likely that there'll be some sort of a clear winner that everyone agrees on.
Here's host Linda Thomas along with Bill Radke and Tom Tangney. They're talking about the Hollywood folks getting more involved in the election this year.
New public service announcement featuring stars like Leonardo DiCaprio, Zac Efron, Sarah Silverman. They're calling it the Vote for Stuff campaign. It's being unveiled online today.
If a prop is anti-something,
and you don't think that thing is bad,
vote no.
Or do you vote yes on a prop that's against something that you're also...
If you give someone mad props, like I gave this dude props the other day because he had sick headphones, that I didn't, like, vote him anything, right?
So they go for about 2 minutes being
silly. Oh, my God.
Silly,
this is so inane.
But they do get serious at the end.
All right. All right, here's what we want you to do. In 30 seconds or less, make a video telling us what stuff is important to you.
And we'll make you a star. Just kidding.
Some of your tweets, your pictures, your videos
will be incorporated into this campaign later this month.
So for anybody who wants their 15 seconds of fame on YouTube, this is your way to get it. Of course, it's hardly the first time this election cycle that Hollywood has got involved. Samuel L. Jackson last week was out with an online reading of a children's book for adults written by the same guy who wrote the popular book Go the F to Sleep. And now this one's titled Wake the F Up.
We're tired right now, hon. Go back to your room.
Sorry, my friend, but there's no time to snore. And out-of-touch millionaires just declared war on schools, the environment, unions, fair pay. We're all on our own if Romney has his way. And he's against safety nets. If you fall, tough luck. So I strongly suggest that you wake the f*** up.
Wow. So
well, came close on the edit there. The interesting...
Seems like Obama's first run for the White House, a lot about energizing those young voters, but now it's like they have to get more extreme in order to get that same audience. They just can't bring the same, you know, get out the vote message.
Not very hopey-changey.
Yeah, I think the young voters are just a little maybe more apathetic. They've heard it. They've done it. They've spent their energy as far as voting goes, and maybe
they're disappointed, disillusioned.
I don't know. Like, they need to...
Unemployed?
Do something more.
Yeah, my daughter's in college, and she says, yeah, all of her friends, they were so excited last time out. Now they just, Madeline's trying to fight put that trend, but she thinks, yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pop culture thing, right? It's what is hot and what is happening,
Then
it just goes by.
How many pop stars were big 4 years ago? They're still big. That's
right.
The question.
And the other thing is, if you go back to something that was hot back in 2008, you have to realize in hyper world of an 18, 19, 20-year-old, it's like dog years. It moves so much faster than for the rest of us.
Really,
and if you're going back to 4 years, it's like, that is so... What are you talking about?
Up next, we move to Libya and Iran. What's going on in the Middle East? That's our focus as the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're into the talk radio world, also talk television. Let's keep our attention on the Middle East, Libya and Iran specifically. Here's host Jay Weber talking about security failures in Libya and the White House's reaction to them.
I don't know if this New York Times report on the security failures in Libya is really supposed to make us feel more or less confident that the Obama administration was reacting to things in Libya, at least reacting somehow, before the attacks on the embassy came. Because the story, by and large, that was in the New York Times yesterday was an excuse that the Obama White House is using as to why there wasn't better security for Christopher Stevens and the Americans there. And in trying to explain the excuse, the Times really instead exposes the incompetence of the people calling the shots on security in what was obviously a place hostile to Americans, even before it got more hostile. And the excuse is, well, the excuse they use now is, well, we had Libyans trained to provide security at the U.S. Embassy there, and they were so good at responding to a small bombing in June that we didn't feel like we had larger security problems there, and therefore maybe we underreacted. But you hear that and you go, well, hold on, wait. This is like saying, we thought we had the fire on the airplane out, otherwise we wouldn't have been concerned about it crashing. No, hold on. What? Back up. There was a bombing outside the American consulate in Benghazi in June. Did we know about this? I hadn't heard about this. I watched things pretty closely. And apparently because the reaction to that that small bombing outside the embassy, but the reaction by the Libyan guards that we had trained to protect Chris Stevens then seemed so good, because they, you know, they weren't total incompetence, we figured, well, they're good enough. I mean, this is really something. And this story is supposed to let the Obama administration off the hook. I'd suggest that it rather raises all sorts of new questions about how we didn't react to escalating violence there against Americans.
Here's another radio man named Tom Rotan talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi from WorldNet Daily about where things stand with Iran right now.
We watched Benjamin Netanyahu before the UN last week, graphically outlining what Iran, where they are, what they're capable of doing, and how soon they could have it. And I thought he did a very good job telling that story.
Oh, I did too. I mean, the leftist, you know, press, I was at the UN and with the press, and of course this press is so sophisticated that they're all laughing at a silly graphic. And I said, wait a minute, you know, this is going to be a graphic scene around the world, and it has appeared almost everywhere I've looked, very clearly explaining and, you know, drawing a red line. That Iran is very close to producing a nuclear weapon. Looks like Israel's recent subversive activity, or, you know, espionage strikes on a few of the Iranian plants, nuclear enrichment plants, has slowed Iran down a little bit. But even Netanyahu said by June it's not going to be able to be. You know, that's the book I wrote, Why Israel Can't Wait. We're at that point right now.
Yeah. So they're at the point where they can wait. If I understood him correctly, he was saying that the red line has to be right at where they get to 90% capable of a nuclear weapon, and they're going to be there by late spring at the latest early summer of 2013. And at that point, we're only talking weeks, maybe just a few months.
Well, that's correct, Tom. That's exactly right. And Netanyahu was saying, let's draw the red line now. In other words, let's make this really clear to Iran. He said clearly red lines don't lead to war, they prevent war. And it has to make it clear, because President Obama spoke to the UN and he repeated that he would not tolerate a nuclear armed Iran, but it was an empty statement, because Obama didn't outline anything new we were going to do except for the economic sanctions with the UN that have not worked so far. And no new scenario if Iran just ignored the UN and continued all the way to nuclear weapons. Would we go to war? What would we do? This is, again, the administration will not commit. And Netanyahu is saying, essentially explaining to the world that if the world cannot get it together to act, once this 90% line is reached, Israel will have no alternative but to act on their own. And he does not want to do that.
Yeah.
But I think the message was clear.
All right, next item of controversy, the voter ID laws. What's it going to do to the voter rolls in states that actually pay attention to people who need to identify themselves? That's up next on the Countdown.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable. And when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour here. Doug Steffen with a focus on ID laws, the voter ID laws, the questions that are being brought up. Here's host Bobby Gunther Walsh talking to Pennsylvania Deputy Secretary of Elections Shannon Royer about the battle over that state's voter ID law.
Give us the latest now. Where does this stand? Are they going to need ID to vote this time around or not?
Well, we certainly hope so. The law, the voter ID law, was passed in March, signed by the governor in March. And for the last 6.5 months, the administration has been working to implement the law, making sure that IDs are being issued to folks who have no other acceptable ID for voting purposes. Opponents of voter ID filed in the spring, and we've been battling them in court over the last few months. And today or tomorrow, Commonwealth Court Judge Simpson is expected to issue the latest opinion on voter ID. And I am optimistic that the law will be upheld and will be implemented in full force this November. He may tweak it a little, which is acceptable to us, but as long as he doesn't throw out the baby with the bathwater, so to speak, we'll be okay.
Well, okay, so that was kind of ironic because the last time you and I spoke, he said, well, it could happen any time, but we figure sometime next week, and it actually ended up being that day that you and I spoke that they, and I was joking, let's hope we don't have a Justice Roberts on the court, and we did, and they said that it wasn't the law itself, but it was it enough time, in essence, I believe, for people to get ID. Am I understanding that ruling correctly?
Yeah, that's right. What in essence the Supreme Court did was send the entire matter back to Commonwealth Court and ask the Commonwealth Court judge to take another look to see if the process for getting IDs for folks who don't have an ID for voting purposes, to see if it's working, the PennDOT-issued IDs, Department of State-issued IDs. The hearing was last week. It was a two-day hearing. I sat both days of the hearing. In fact, I was one of the people who testified on behalf of the administration. And I have to tell you, Bobby, the people who are opposed to voter ID, the ones who were trying to stop this, had an awfully weak case. They put on the stand a group of out-of-state union workers, paid union workers, who supposedly have been roaming around Pennsylvania and observing our Department of Transportation office practices, indicating that some of the things weren't functioning as smoothly as they would have liked. They put people on the stand who were upset, voters who were upset that they went to a PennDOT office and it was closed, or that they went to the wrong office, or that a security guard gave them the wrong form, that sort of thing, none of which rises to the level of voters being disenfranchised. In fact, the ironic thing is that the voters who testified, every single one of them have been issued an ID for voting purposes or have been approved for getting an ID for voting purposes and were at some point in the process of getting their IDs. So I sat there and I was amazed at how weak their case is, and I think any reasonable person would look at the evidence that was presented last week and have to come to the conclusion that voter ID will be implemented this fall.
Here's radio man Bob Durgan with the kind of identification you should have. This is sort of advice to his listeners in Pennsylvania. What do you need to show? What do you need to have to prove that you're eligible to vote?
The current voter ID law, as it's written, allows someone without proper voter ID to cast a provisional ballot, but the law requires that voter to produce an acceptable ID, photo ID, by the Monday after the election, in order for the vote to count. In other words, they have 6 or 7 days after their provisional ballot is cast. The current law says they have 6 or 7 days to come up with a photo ID in order for the vote to count. So the current recommendation to the judge is, let's just gut the voter ID law for this election. Let's just let these people that forget their ID or don't have a photo ID, when they go to the vote, okay, they can file a provisional ballot, and all they have to do is complete a form attesting to the fact that they have no photo ID and return that form by November the 13th, and their provisional ballot will count, and they won't need a photo ID to have their ballot count in the November 6th election. That is gutting that's completely gutting the ID photo ID law. I can't believe what I'm reading here. I just thought I'd update you on that. It's unbelievable. And the judge has indicated that he likes her proposal, apparently. Judge Robert Simpson said he was interested in looking for a resolution that would strike a middle ground in whether or not the requirement to produce a photo ID to vote will take effect on November the 6th. Well, that's not middle ground. Gutting the law is not middle ground. Not requiring people to have a photo ID and still letting their vote count, that's not middle ground. That's just, why the hell don't they just throw the law out? Because that, in effect, if he accepts her recommendation, that will be, in effect, what they have done, at least for this general election. Just suspending, for all practical purposes, suspending the photo requirement.
Up next, we are interested in the incident last Friday on Fox News, the live suicide on their network. A lot of people still talking about that, and we'll cover it next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you to attack. You know, there was a gentleman by the name of Stephen Collier, and he has a very profound statement. Listen to this one. It goes as follows. Attack life. It's going to kill you anyway. I'm going to do that again. Attack life. It's going to kill you anyway. That is really a great selection of words, because at the end, yeah, life is going to kill you. But you might as well attack it. Why sit there defensively and just say to everybody, come on, come and get me. I know you're going to kill me anyway, so everything that's coming my way is going to be bad. Everything that's coming my way is going to be a total disaster. So I'm just going to stand here and I'm going to take it. No. What he is saying, Get out there, get up, and attack it. Get out there and be on the offensive. Get out there and score points in your life. Get out there and move forward and enjoy every minute. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
Talk Radio in Review, the hot hits of Talk Radio, and this broadcast of a car chase in Arizona that ended up with a suspect shooting himself. Here's host Scott Sloan talking about why Fox was showing this car chase in the first place.
And I don't want to trivialize this at all because I mean it's pretty serious, a guy taking his own life, but you got to back up and go, well, first of all, how is this news? Carjacking suspect, they just happen to have it. Okay, well, let's go to why. Well, because there's a guy who carjacked a vehicle, and he's out there driving around all crazy, eluding police officers like the Dukes of Hazzard. Okay, so why carry that in the first place? How does that translate to what your primary goal is, and that is ratings and revenue? Well, if they don't show that, if it's pretty proven. They show that stuff, people will watch. And so that's why they show it. It's not big news. It's a breaking news. How many carjackings happen a day in America? It's just the ones you happen to have a helicopter in the air that are following this, and you have video, you're going to show that live. And people will watch this stuff. So that's an indictment of us. You know, they debate all this journalistic integrity and where the line is and all that stuff. Shep Smith knew what was going to happen. He came back after and apologized, hat in hand, as mea culpa. But how many times during the thing leading up that I don't have a good feeling about this? It's kind of like if you golf, which I recently started doing. If you get up there to hit the ball and you don't have a good feeling about it, guess where that ball's going? It's going in the water, or it's going in the weeds, or it's going in the forest, or the parking lot in my case. So then, you know, if your gut says this isn't going to end up well, why would you continue to do that? Well, because look what happened. And now people are talking about it, and here's the deal. People who are watching the chases, if you see, oh, a chase is on, I got to watch this. Why are you watching that? You want to see how that ends, right? You want to see the bad guy get his because it's about law and order. You're watching the news. You're plugged in. You get it. You know the problems of society. It's, you know, you want the bad guys off the street. You want the abusers off the streets. And you're hoping the cops do something. Why do you slow down when there's an accident? Not maybe just in your lane, but it's on the other side. Traffic slows down because people are looking for blood. People want to see something. They want to see a head rolling across the pavement. I know it sounds gross and cruel, but that's it. That's why people watch this stuff. You hope to see something you normally don't see. You know, you can poo-poo it all you want. They can talk about integrity and standards, but they're doing this. I wish they would just come out and admit it. They do it because people watch it. People want to see blood and gore. There's all sorts of stuff like this on the internet. Get on YouTube. If that's what you want to see, and you look at it, and the snuff clips, millions of page views. Millions of them. So why apologize for something that you're catering to? I don't understand. It is just so blatantly insincere. I don't know. I don't know about that. We're so sorry we aired. No, you're not, because you're going to do it again. You're going to do it again and again and again because it translates to ratings.
Here's another radio approach. Keith Larson talks to one of his callers who was actually watching Fox when they aired the car chase, and she saw this suspect kill himself.
Did you see this thing?
Yeah, we were actually out of town and at the hotel, and my daughter was sleeping, and so me and my husband were just flipping through channels, and I was like, oh, let's watch this car chase and see how the police take him down. And saw the whole thing.
And should it have been shown?
My personal opinion is, yeah, show the truth. Show what happened. It's up to people to watch it. As soon as it happened, I turned to my husband, who was actually on the laptop, kind of half watching, and I was like, he just shot himself. He literally just shot himself. And my husband goes, oh, man, that sucks. It was tragic and sad, but at the same time, the news should report the truth. And that's just my opinion. It's up to viewers if they want to watch it or not. I generally do not watch the news. I'll read articles online or listen to you guys. But I don't normally watch the news. And so it was kind of upsetting to see, but at the same time, I think they should have shown the truth.
You don't normally watch the news, but you were watching it then, and then you kept watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, your husband...
Honestly, I wanted to see how the police were going to stop him and how to get him, arrest him, how they were going to do it. But that was not the ending to the story.
Listen, that's human nature. It's human nature. If I'd have been watching, I'd have watched. I know it. I know that I would have. What I'm curious about is, you know, some other people have said, no, they shouldn't have shown it. Really? And did you see it? Yes, I watched right straight up until they cut it off. Oh, really? So you watched, but they shouldn't have shown. There's that. And this cuts and swirls a lot of different ways. It really does, beyond just the issue of that story. And so you're saying that the news, quote-unquote, TV, whatever, that they should show the reality.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's up to us to watch it. If we don't want to see that kind of stuff, then don't watch the news. Don't watch the reality if you don't want to see it. I don't understand why people are like, oh, they shouldn't have shown it, but watched it anyway. That makes no sense to me.
And so
they shouldn't have shown it, then why are you watching it?
What about images coming back, let's say, from Afghanistan? What about images from Iraq? What about when video hit the internet of Daniel Pearl being executed, beheaded? What about those?
Coming from a military family, I wouldn't want to see it just because I wouldn't watch it just because I have family who are over there, and I wouldn't want to see and you know, oh, that could possibly be them. But if they want to show it, then they can show it, and people can decide if they want to watch it or not.
Host Jimmy Cefalo talking to popular culture expert Dr. Robert Thompson about why our culture is so fascinated with these stupid car chases, secretly hoping to see exactly what Fox aired last week.
Why are we fascinated with stuff? Why do we keep putting it on TV?
Well, those are two different questions. First one, why are we fascinated by it, is easy. I mean, here's a car barreling down the highway being chased by the police. That's fascinating. I mean, I think that's human nature. If I'm flipping through the dial and on one channel is, are two people having an intellectual conversation about the problems in Sudan, and in another there's a police chase, I'm going to watch the car chase.
Yeah.
So that part is human nature that we're fascinated by this. Why they keep putting it on is another question entirely. This was a piece of local news. This did not deserve to be aired nationally on the highest rated cable news network. And of course, the reason they keep putting it on is because we ask guests for the first one, which is that we're fascinated.
Right.
And they need to maximize their audience.
You know, Dr. Bobby, the truth of the matter is the people who make these decisions are waiting for something like this to happen, because if I get this one more time from a news director, I'm going to be ill. It's good television. It's good video. It's good television. They're waiting for, you know, the strips to come out, the spike strips, so the guy goes out of control and flips down the highway. Or they're looking for a giant crash on the 101, or they're looking for the guy to step out of his car and blow his brains out.
Well, yeah, this is the bizarre bit about all of this, is that the reason you cover this is because there's the possibility of absolute mayhem.
Right.
And yet at the same time, they don't want to get into the trouble with the mayhem actually has. It's like when you hire a really shocking morning radio person.
Yes.
You hire them to do a job that is going to almost, but not quite, get them fired.
Right.
And that's how a lot of these things work. Now, Shepard Smith, who I actually think is one of the more interesting guys.
Yeah.
on the Fox News Network. That whole apology of his was also rang a little untrue. You know, this won't happen on my watch again. But you know, they have to delay in place. Everything was you know, was ready to go. I don't know how he assumes that that won't happen on his watch again, unless they quit covering local stories that happen to have chases.
Right. All right. Time for us to take a break on the countdown. When we come back, let's talk about Afghanistan and the number of deaths and the announcement made this weekend. That's next here on the Talk Radio Review.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk world, the talk media, the hot hits in talk radio, and that discussion includes Afghanistan. Back to that this week. Here's Andrea Mitchell talking to Middle East correspondent Lester Holt about the recent spike in violence in Afghanistan in a broadcast on NBC.
What is your takeaway on the green on blue attacks and this suicide attack, which is different, which is the Taliban taking responsibility?
Well, Andrea, it's really in some ways all related. That those three troops killed in Khost today were operating with Afghan National Police on a joint patrol. That's part of the exit strategy for the U.S. to slowly hand control over to the Afghans. All the time I've been here, commanders have been wanting to demonstrate and show to me these joint patrols and how this transfer is happening. Now, the closer, of course, U.S. forces work with Afghan troops, that, of course, brings into the question these insider attacks, which we've been seeing happening more and more. There was a pause for a few weeks, but yesterday, as you noted, in eastern Afghanistan, an American soldier and American contractor were killed when an Afghan soldier opened fire, an insider attack, and that's created a fair amount of worry in the military. And then what they're saying is, Afghan Army, you've got to do a better job of vetting some of your soldiers. They have been vetting, and in fact, there have been confirmed instances where they have found Taliban trying to infiltrate and join up with local police and even the army and caught them before they could do harm. But clearly, there is still an infiltration campaign, and some, Andrea, worry that this will undermine the very pinnings of this operation, this operation to train the Afghans to take over their own security.
And we've been talking about this grim statistic of 2,000 Americans dead since the war began, the longest war. Yet that number in itself understates the fact that this is only the number of people, the number of troops that died in Afghanistan, in country. There are others who died of their injuries on the way home or once they did get back to the States.
There's been a lot made of this 2,000 number, but in fact, for some time, we've been reporting over 2,100 Americans killed here in combat. You're right, 2,000 on the ground, but what happens here, they've got a robust aeromedical evacuation system here. If you're injured on the battlefield, they'll get a chopper to you within that golden hour to get you to help. And very often, those soldiers are whisked out of the country, and unfortunately, some die en route to Germany or other places. So over 2,100, I think it's safe to say, have died in this conflict. And keep in mind, the last 3 years, Andrew, have been the deadliest. That troop surge did not come without a cost in American lives.
Next up, talk host Nick Reed with a discussion about this landmark we passed this past weekend. Over 2,000 U.S. troops have been killed in Afghanistan.
This 2,000 mark, which, you know, numbers. I've always thought as human beings it's somewhat interesting the way that we will stand up and pay attention when a certain number mark is hit because there are zeros behind it. And you think about that. Back whenever the media was making a huge deal out of the 2,000 mark in Iraq, I thought that was a bit odd. I thought because, you know, why to, I mean, they were waiting. They would at 1800 or 1900 be talking about when we hit 2000. What happens when we hit 2000? What's the difference between 1999 and 2001 and 2000? I mean, a death is a death. A tragedy is a tragedy. But we hit, you know, those, what they call landmark numbers. Why are they landmark numbers? They just stand out. Some of it is self-fulfilled because we're told that it's a big deal. So the U.S. military death toll in Afghanistan has reached 2,000, yet there isn't the fanfare of sorts that there was in the media. Now, you may think fanfare is an offensive term to use. It isn't the term that's offensive, it's the reality that is. And there was fanfare when Iraq hit 2000. It was masquerading as, or it was masqueraded as great tragedy, but the media could not wait until that 2,000 number got hit because it seemed big. It just, you know, it's like, you know, hitting that point, you keep talking about it, and then it happens, and so it's news. And then you get to go around asking, does this prove that we're failing? This is what happened with Iraq. But all of a sudden, 2000 is just, oh, well, you know, did you hear Lindsay Lohan got into an act? Did you hear Paris Hilton said something awful about gays? This is the difference between when a Democrat is commander-in-chief and a Republican is commander-in-chief. And this is true.
Check it all out. More info on the items on the countdown. Visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougSteffen.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.